I think actually Milton Wolf has been considered a threat for Pat Roberts. You know, maybe not a huge one, but because the Tea Party-backed candidates in the last few years have surprised so-called political experts, I think it's very wise for anybody to consider a Tea Party challenge seriously.
There was talk of Milton Wolf lugering Roberts.
That sounds very violent. But, yeah, Dick Lugar out in Indiana in 2012 was surprised, as, again, many political analysts were, because his opponent was able to successfully argue that Lugar was out of touch with the people of Indiana, that he was in D.C. too often. And this was a narrative that Milton Wolf was starting to use, especially after a New York Times article discussed that Pat Roberts didn't actually live in the house he owned in Dodge City, Kansas.
And then comes a video interview conducted by Tim Carpenter, the Topeka Capital Journal's lead political reporter. We see him leafing through documents with images that are blurred electronically, which show x-rays that Milton Wolf posted on Facebook. First, in this little excerpt, we hear Wolf maintaining that the images are educational. And then Tim Carpenter quotes from Wolf's Facebook comments attached to an x-ray Wolf posted showing a decapitated shooting victim.
To educate people about what happens, you know, is that not educational?
Wow, one of my all-time favorites from my residency days. Pretty active knife and gun club at Truman Med. What kind of gun blows someone's head off completely? I gotta get one of those. What professional medical education piece does that have?
So, you know what, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you the burden that you carry when you're a doctor, and you have people who come to you and put their lives in your hands.
Okay.
And this is something that, maybe most people don't understand the burden of that. It's an honor in a whole host of ways, and it's a burden in a whole host of ways.
So, Professor Beatty, Milton Wolf is a candidate who's running as a doctor, not a politician. He's using his credentials as a medical professional to critique Obamacare from a position of authority. Does that fact make this kind of video more damaging for him?
It's in some ways ironic because the very thing that Wolf is touting, which is that he's not a politician, new to the political game, is the very thing that make this sort of thing more probable. Because, you know, ordinary Americans who may not necessarily be considering running for office do wacky things, things that may be offensive, that may not be politically correct. And therefore, those things can get them in trouble when they do run for office. And because a big-time campaign, like the Roberts campaign is going to do opposition research. And looking at that video, it's a little unclear as if to, you know, whether Wolf saw this coming, and if he did, you know, whether he understood, this could be something that could derail the campaign at an early stage.
And in that video, Tim Carpenter, the Topeka Capital Journal reporter, really holds Milton Wolf's feet to the fire.
No, it isn't. You know what? It is no joke about taking care of patients. And you may,
sir,
you may
please,
not have...
address why you posted the image of a guy's head blown apart.
Tim, answer your question.
All right, let's talk about this one.
This is the kind of material you see in medical education textbooks.
This is
all
Facebook.
The time. These are real consequences. You know, there are real consequences to what happens and some of the evil that's out there in our world and some of the tragedies that are out in this world.
Is this a Todd Akin moment for Milton Wolf? The way he responds to these questions, it doesn't put him in a very flattering light.
You know, and I don't think a lot of Kansans are necessarily going to see this Wolf video, but what it could do, what all of this could do, is simply have him throw up his hands and say, you know what, it's not worth it.
So what do you think his prospects are now?
It was always going to be a tough race for Wolf, just because Roberts has $2 million and incredible name recognition. Really, the key will be if Wolf thinks he can raise enough money to get his message out on TV. Getting on TV will be really, really important.
Okay. Professor Beatty, thanks very much.
Yeah, nice to talk to you.